They won that one with a final score of 11-6. So great job there.
Is college even necessary to get into the NBA at this point?
You got to focus on the game. This is not an easy win.
He's the most hyped up prospect since LeBron James.
This is the Arabian Sports Network's Inside the Playbook here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to today's episode of ASN's Inside the Playbook. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri. I'm going to be here with you this whole episode. And when I tell you we have some great segments, we have some amazing ones. We're talking to Kellum, Liam, Michael, Aiden, Lucas, me, and we're going to be breaking everything down in the sporting world. Today's episode is really football oriented. First up, we have Aiden, Michael, and Liam. They're going to be talking about early NFL All-Pro predictions. So we're about 7 to 8 weeks in the NFL season. This is getting posted on a Wednesday. Monday Night Football was the Monday. It's Tuesday. Monday was just happening. Derrick Henry had quite the night. In that game, it was Ravens-Tampa Bay. You looked away, and there was just another touchdown and another and another and another. It was crazy. Chris Godwin, my wide receiver one in fantasy, got hurt. I also have Zay Flowers, who I think was like originally my wide receiver one. Chris Godwin might have tanked my season. I'm already 1-6. This year in fantasy has sucked, by the way. Like, so many crazy things have happened. I got the pick 1-1. Christian McCaffrey messed up my season. Took Laporta. Took Kelsey. Messed up my season. I'm 1-6, I think. Yeah, pray for me. But stay tuned because, like I said, Aiden, Michael, and Liam, they're going to talk about everything all pro. Some early predictions. I know they got Brock Purdy as QB1. That might be a bit controversial. They're thinking about Jaden Daniels. I'm going to take Baker Mayfield. I'm going to get weird with it. But here's Aiden, Michael, and Liam. You're listening to ASN's Inside the Playbook.
Welcome back here to another segment of ASN Inside the Playbook. For this segment, it's going to be myself, Michael Hooker, joined with Liam Davis and Aiden Wilson. For this segment, we are going to be talking about our way too early NFL All-Pro predictions. At the time of recording this, we, I think, just got out of week 6 and haven't had week 7 yet, correct?
Yeah.
So this list, obviously, there were some things happened to players like getting injured. So this list we made that is based off of that, off of who's been playing and who hasn't. So we ready to get into it.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to start with the offense first. Starting from quarterback, our all-pro quarterback is Brock Purdy for the San Francisco 49ers. Has been doing what he usually does. Leads the league in passing, has a high completion percentage, a lot of touchdowns as well. I think he's like fourth in touchdowns as a quarterback. So honorable mention at quarterback is Jaden Daniels and Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. Nobody expected him to be this good this year. Has led the Vikings 5-0. Jaden Daniels, rookie, right now, in my opinion, is leading for offensive rookie of the year.
Yep.
Then our wide receivers. Actually, we'll go running back next. We have Derrick Henry. I mean, people were saying he was washed after week 1, and now he's first in carries, first in touchdowns, and first in yards.
Yeah. What was it? First 2 weeks. He didn't play very well.
And then he had that 200-yard game against Dallas.
And then he keeps having like decent or good games. So, yeah. Did you already say Alvin Kamara?
No, Kamara is our honorable mention. It would have been Saquon if he did not have his bye week and did not have a terrible week week 6. Yeah, he did not play good. Wide receivers. This is based off of it was different. We did change it because of some people getting hurt, like Malik Nabers and Nico Collins. They were on here. Those are honorable mentions. They've been playing great. They're just hurt. But our three receivers now are Jamar Chase, Chris Godwin, and Justin Jefferson. So that's a great wide receiver, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And Chris Godwin's probably one of the best slot receivers in the league right now.
I think he's the best slot. I mean,
and Jay Jettis and Jamar on different sides of the ball. That's just unstoppable.
Yeah. As it is. And then our tight end, we have a rookie. First rookie here for the All-Pro list. Brock Bowers of the Las Vegas Raiders. Yep. No tight end has been really good this year. They've all been so inconsistent except for Brock. He's been kind of that consistent tight end that's been kind of up there. I think he leads all tight ends in receiving yards right now. Honorable mention to George Kittle. Has been really good these past few games with all the San Francisco's struggles with staying healthy. So.
Speaking of Brock Bowers, Devontae Adams just got traded to the Jets. Do we think that's going to do for Brock Bowers' usage?
That will boost his usage. Also, Amari Cooper getting traded to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
What do we think that'll do for the Bills? I think that helps them.
They'll definitely score more on offense since Josh Allen actually has a receiver to throw to.
I mean, Khalil Shakir wasn't doing that. It's just he got injured, and now James Cook's out. So, yeah. But, then, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Amari Cooper, he's getting older, but he's still a really good receiver. And I've been watching him ever since he was with the Raiders.
Yeah. And Cowboys Amari was actually kind of a dog. Mm-hmm. All right, O-line, we didn't really know how to do it because we can't really grade O-line.
Didn't Liam do the O-line?
Liam did the O-line, but he just looked up who was the highest.
Okay.
I looked up his eyes.
So our center is Creed Humphrey of the Chiefs. Our right guard is Zach Martin of the Cowboys. Our right tackle, Penei Sewell of the Lions. Could have had a touchdown against the Cowboys if, you know, there wasn't a penalty. Left guard, Quentin Nelson of my Indianapolis Colts. We love to see that. And then left tackle Christian Darrisaw of the Minnesota Vikings.
So you know how Tom Brady has those player of the games for like the America's Game of the Week? I saw Penei Sewell won the player of the game.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was pretty funny.
He's for a right tackle, he is very versatile. I mean, they ran a hook and ladder with him. Would have been a touchdown if there wasn't an eligible man downfield. But, you know, it's whatever. Oh, our kicker is also Brandon Aubrey of the Dallas Cowboys. He has been insane this year. I think 950-plus yarders. One of them was 65 yards.
Wait, didn't he score all the points for them against the Lions?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had all of their points. And then our head coach is Kevin O'Connell of the Minnesota Vikings. 5-0 has beaten beat the 49ers. Who's really good team. I mean, that's the 49ers. Yeah, they've had some injuries this year, but it's the 49ers.
It's their system that makes them good.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And an honorable mention at head coach is Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders. You can say what you want about the Commanders, but that man is able to coach them now that he has a quarterback that can throw it with Jaden Daniels. And, like, he makes that offense dynamic. Dan Quinn has, like, his system worked perfectly for that.
He's gotten them from a bottom team in the league to a top team in the league
in
less than a season.
That's also why Jaden Daniels is on here. Like, it's his rookie year, and he's taken them from what they were to where they are now, like, the number 2 overall pick to, like, one of the top teams in the league. Switching things over to defense, I'm just going to start with our honorable mentions. They are Kyle Van Noy of the Ravens, Robert Spillane of the Raiders, and Xavier McKinney of the Packers. Xavier McKinney has been on one this year. Week 6, I think, was the first week he did not have a pick. Mm-hmm. But besides that, in every game he had one, he leads the league with 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. But we're going to start up front with our D-line. In the middle, Big Dexter Lawrence of the New York Giants. I mean, you can say what you want. You know, he's an interior D lineman, but he's second in the league in sacks.
I think he is the best interior lineman in the league.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is.
The next one's Jalen Carter. I think he's the second best. I don't think he's up there with Dexter yet, but he's still really good.
I mean, for how young he is, I think that's pretty good, especially since, the Eagles had such an older D line. Past couple of years with Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox, him stepping up into that role as their main interior D lineman like that, taking the role over from Fletcher. He's done a really good job. And then our edge rushers are going to be Max Crosby of the Raiders and Myles Garrett of the Browns. I mean, Myles Garrett, he's Myles Garrett, reigning defensive player of the year. And then Max Crosby, really, really good.
I think Max Crosby has been the best defensive lineman in the league so far at this point.
Yeah. Now, if you are wondering why TJ Watt is not on this list, for his standards, he has not been that amazing. He's like ninth in sacks right now. He's not been that good. He had no sacks against the Colts, and the Colts really have not had the greatest O-line this year. But he had no sacks against them. He should have had at least one sack, but he didn't. So that is kind of why he's not on here. Next, we're going to go to our secondary, mainly our corners. So our nickel corner is going to be Quinyon Mitchell of the Philadelphia Eagles. Aiden is very happy about that.
Yeah.
He's
going
to
be so good. He's going to be so good. I don't think he's had a pick yet, but he's came very close.
Mm-hmm.
Him learning from Slay, I guess you could say Bradbury, even though he's kind of fell off. But he still has that, like, you know, talent of a good
and the corner. Experience. Yeah. He has the experience.
I think, I don't know. He'll be better in a couple of seasons, but right now he's still, obviously, all pro.
Yeah. I mean, he did lock up Mike Evans.
And I love seeing the clip on TikTok of him looking at Mike Evans and saying, "How many catches do you have on me?" That is probably my favorite clip of a rookie corner. Like, that just speaks to what the corner position is. They're going to talk trash to the receivers. If they especially have that receiver's number for the game, they're going to be all over him.
Yeah, it's his energy, too, because as a rookie, saying that to a however many year
An all-pro receiver who's gotten 1,000 yards in each year, like, that takes some guts, and he wasn't afraid. But next, we're gonna go PS2, Pat Surtain of the Denver Broncos. This might be a hot take. He's the best coverage corner in the NFL.
I would agree with that.
I mean, when you have a team that plays the Denver Broncos, you know, that number one receiver, just don't even play him in fantasy, because they're not going to do that. Because Pat Surtain is leading that defense to what they are right now.
He's leading the team to what they are now.
Basically, it's their defense, mainly him at the front of it, running that defense. And then on the other side, on the outside, you have Marlon Humphrey of the Baltimore Ravens. Here's why. Marlon Humphrey, he's kind of... I don't want to say he's the X factor to that Ravens defense, because it's Roquan Smith. Like, Roquan kind of leads that defense. But in the secondary, you know, Marlon Humphrey, like, yeah, some plays he might get beat. Every corner gets beat once in a while. But Marlon Humphrey is very consistent. He's experienced. And that's why he's on here. And he's been playing good. I mean, he's just what he is. He's been playing good. Linebackers, Fred Warner.
There's no argument.
No, I mean,
he has to be on there.
I mean, his stats are crazy. Like, there was one game, 9 tackles, 2 PBUs, a forced fumble, and an interception.
Yeah.
And
all
then
in one game.
That's one game. Mm-hmm. Not a season, one game. He's had a forced turnover in every game this year, whether it's a forced fumble, an interception. He had a pick six. He's had three sacks on the year. For a middle linebacker to be able to do that on that defense with what they have talent-wise, Tarvarius Ward on the outside, they have Nick Bosa up front, they have their D-line is actually pretty good. Fred Warner in the middle, he's missing his best friend in the middle too.
With Drake Greenlaw.
It's sad, but...
I honestly think they would have won last year's Super Bowl.
Would have. And then in the middle with him, my EJ Speed of the Indianapolis Colts. He, in the past couple years, hasn't been the greatest. This year, he has stepped it up. His teams are scouting the Colts defense and are like, look, 44 and 45 are in the middle. You want to get a good run? Go up 44. You have to get, that's what they were saying all last year. Zaire Franklin, you have to get a hand on him. If you don't, he's going to blow up your run. Now EJ Speed's doing that. And they're both like tied for second or third in tackles now.
Yeah, there's like 3 Colts players in the top 5 for tackles.
Which is why
whoever that, I don't know who their defensive coordinator is, but they're definitely teaching them how to tackle better.
It's Bradley. I can't think of his first name, but it's he's actually got a decent defense this year. We're struggling with the run, but we're also having a lot of people go out right now. So I mean, we just got Kenny Moore back. I think we're getting DeForest Buckner back soon. So
I mean, that's the whole entire league at this point.
Yeah, but at strong safety, it's another Colt, Nick Cross. He's the third Colt that's in that top three. Tied for third with EJ Speed for tackles. 60 from a safety. That's nuts.
In a game from a safety, it's insane to think about.
I mean, that also speaks to, like, the defense, like, they, like, how much they get past the second level. But for Nick Cross to be able to step up, like, most of his tackles are solo tackles. Like, I think he has over 40 solos, which is really good. Like, usually you see a safety getting, like, kind of ran over by a bigger running back. He doesn't. He steps up, he makes first contact, and he takes him to the ground. And he's not really the greatest in coverage. He's more of a downhill safety. But when he's in coverage, he hasn't done bad, but he hasn't done amazing. He also, I think, against the Steelers, Pickens caught a pass against Jones. Jones went over his back, and then Nick Cross came in and forced the fumble that we got on, like, the 22. So that's the perks of having Nick Cross back there. Like, people were saying, oh, you know, he might not be that good this year. Like, starting him at safety, like, what are the Colts doing? He stepped up. And I think he's been doing better than Julian Blackman, in my opinion. The free safety to round out our defense, Jesse Bates of the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think there's really much argument there from that.
No, I don't think so. I can't even name you another one who should be on there.
I mean, Jesse Bates, ever since he left the Bengals, I feel like he got so much better. Yeah. But I also feel like he was kind of the reason why the Bengals had such a good defense was because he led that secondary to what it was. And now that he's gone and he's on the Falcons, he's gotten so much better. He is kind of their leader defensively. I mean, if you look on paper, Falcons defense is so scary because they have Matthew Judon up front. They have Grady Jarrett on the D line. They have AJ Terrell at corner. They have Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates at safety. Like, that is a crazy defense.
I think in, like, minimum of 2 years, if Michael Penix starts getting to that quarterback role, and with Kirk being his mentor right now, I think in, like, 2 or 3 years, the Falcons will be Super Bowl contenders.
Just don't put him in prime time.
I mean, even then, Kirk's played good this year, too. We could have had him on our quarterback thing, but...
Yeah.
They're just better quarterbacks,
Kirk's had a really good game, and then there's other games where he does have a lot of pass yards, but, like, no touchdowns. So,
yeah. I mean, can we just talk about the 509 passing yard game on Matt Ryan night?
The first game of October.
Kirktober. Kirk Cousins, on the night that Matt Ryan gets put in, like, the Ring of Honor for the Atlanta Falcons, breaks the franchise record that Matt Ryan set.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Matt Ryan had it. It was 504 passing yards, and Kirk Cousins broke it with 509, just 5 more passing yards. But yeah, no, that is our way too early All-Pro predictions. This will obviously definitely change. We'll probably do this at the again
near the end of the season.
Near the end of the season. If you see another episode where we're talking about the All-Pro, this list will probably be very different. There will probably be players that do not change. Fred Warner probably will not be taken off this list.
Quinyon Mitchell won't either. Mark my words.
No, he probably will.
Okay.
I think DK Metcalf will be added to the wide receiver corps.
No, he won't. But Jalen Carter is going to be on the list.
We'll see.
Okay.
I don't really know D-line, but I know Dexter Lawrence, second in league in sacks for interior D-line in that field. But anyways, we're going to take a short break. When we return, another segment of ASN Inside the Playbook.
You just heard Aiden, Liam, and Michael talking about everything All-Pro related. They had their early All-Pro NFL predictions. Now, we're switching it up a little bit, record scratch. We got Lucas and Kellen up next. They're going to be talking about high school football hurricane week. Now, for those who don't know, so there was some crazy hurricanes in like the Florida area, and we kind of here in Indiana got some of the like offshore of that. That's not the right word, but like we got some runoff, if you will. We had some torrential downpours, and came on a Friday night, of course, Friday Night Lights. There was some crazy football in the state of Indiana that Friday, and they're going to be breaking down some weird stats. Of course, there was games where there was two passes thrown for both teams. It crazy stuff. I personally, I had to broadcast the game. Never seen anything like it. I mean, it was just handoff after handoff after handoff. I don't think we'll see that again for another 10 years, probably. It was a random occurrence, and I'm actually, honestly, the game was kind of terrible. It was so hard to do. It's crazy. Hurricane Week is what we're going to call it because that's an amazing name, number one. But I'm Zion Palmieri. I'm your host, and here's Lucas and Kellen with High School Football Hurricane Week. You're listening to ASN's Inside the Playbook.
WEEM. We welcome you to this segment of Inside the Playbook. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined with
Kellen Bowers.
So in this segment, we'll kind of just be reviewing high school football, specifically around the Hoosier heritage. So I guess we'll just work from the bottom up. First team we got to talk about is the Shelbyville Golden Bears. They just lost 33-0 against Yorktown. They are currently 1-5 and 0-4 in the division. Can you tell me a little bit more about that game?
So, I mean, Grantland, their running back for Shelbyville, he had 25 carries for 54 yards. I'm just saying, man, that's like, eh. And then we have Sam Toker, who is the QB for Yorktown. He was 2-2 for 40 yards with one touchdown.
Yeah, so kind of the theme of this entire segment is it was hard. It was a hard Friday. Of course, kind of had a little bit of a hurricane in between all these games. So you'll see, you know, stats like that. Like, again, Sam Toker, he only went 2-for-2 with 40 yards and a touchdown. You can't really do anything else. You throw the ball, and it might go behind you.
Yeah, I mean, like you said with the hurricane, though, like, these were, like, all played during the hurricane. And, I mean, especially our homecoming, that one did not turn out well at all because that hurricane, it was raining hard.
Yeah, and I mean, mentioning a little bit more about our homecoming game, of course, got to talk about the Pendleton Heights Arabians. They're currently 2-4, 1-3 in the division, and they did just lose against Mount Vernon 10-14. It was a rough game. I mean, the throwing was borderline impossible. Colton Frank, he only threw 4 passes, none of them being caught at all. And I mean, that's just really what you can't really do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously with the Hurricanes can be hard, but you know, just saying, like, with Greenfield saying they're already running a lot, that it probably didn't really matter for them. Saying all they're going to do is probably just run plays. But, yeah. And then, let's see. Yeah, the Delta Eagles, they're 3-for-3 and 1-3 in the division. And they just lost a very close game against Newcastle with 16-14. So,
yeah, you've seen kind of these closer games and not really high scoring at all just because it's you just can't. So, I mean, going a little bit deeper into the game, you have Bronson Edwards. He's the quarterback for Delta. Only went 3-for-5, 30 yards, and he did have a touchdown. But also, you know, you got to go in the rushing side of things. He did have 13 carries, 24 yards, and a touchdown. So only 54 yards combined with rushing and passing, and he still got 2 touchdowns. I mean, very efficient player.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, and then, yeah. Like you said, obviously, throwing can't do much, but running still got at least the 2 touchdowns with 109 yards. Pretty good, just saying.
Yeah, and looking a little bit closer towards the Newcastle side of things, you have Caleb Clapp. He was definitely the star of the show. I mean, he had 28 carries, 109 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, it's just kind of hard for the running back not to be the star of the game. You know, we'll have some players like if you take Pendleton, for instance, we've had multiple players that are, you know, wide receivers that get the player of the game. That's just not possible. Like, yeah. It is completely not.
But I guess the next thing we need to talk about, the Mount Vernon Marauders. They are 2-4 and 2-2 in the division. And of course, they just won against the Pendleton Heights Arabians 14-10. And I guess also, again, the like one of the only really players to come out in that game is running back Jaliba Brogan II. He had 27 carries and 132 yards. So, I mean, he definitely was the star of the show.
Yeah, and I mean, their QB, who's a sophomore, he's not the best, but he definitely has potential, I mean. And then he only has like 500 throwing yards and 268 rushing yards with 8 touchdowns, 5 rushing, and 3 passing.
Yeah, so again, Mason Meyer, he is only a sophomore, and his stats aren't looking too great right now, but he definitely has a lot of room to improve. And, I mean, I'm going to be very excited to see him. Like, once he becomes a senior, that Mount Vernon squad is going to become kind of what they used to be. You know, this season is kind of just, I feel like it's rebuilding, you know, regathering. But by the time, you know, next season happens, then he's going to be a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, they might have had, like, let's say, a great team in the past, but those people graduated. So, you know, we got him coming in. He's new. But yeah, definitely, like you said, by the time he gets that senior year, he definitely will have all that potential and be a great quarterback.
Yes, and the next team we have to talk about is the Yorktown Tigers. They are looking pretty fierce this year as they are 4-2 and 2-2 in the division. And of course, they just won 33-0 against the Shelbyville Golden Bears. And, you know, I did talk a little bit about Sam Toker, who is the quarterback for their team. He is also a sophomore. And he is also looking very promising. He's already 66 for 116 this year, 9 touchdowns and 1 interception. I mean, he's only a sophomore. I mean, he might have more potential than Mason Meyer here.
Maybe. But then, yeah, we have their wide receiver, Daugherty. I don't know how to pronounce that, if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. But he has 30 catches, 390 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That's pretty impressive to me, man.
Yeah, that was, I mean, he's just had a great season altogether. So, I mean, Yorktown, they're looking pretty good. And I guess the next team we want to talk about is the Greenfield Central Cougars. We have played, and they are currently 5-1, 3-1 in the division. And they just lost big against New Pal for their first loss of the year, 38-0. I mean, that's kind of a, that's a blowout right there. For a team that's 5-1, it just, it kind of shows how good New Pal is, who, spoiler alert, we'll mention more about, you know, later.
Yeah, and I mean, the Greenfield, their, like, entire thing is, like, just rushing. They had 690 passing yards, which, I mean, not a surprise there, but their rushing yards was 1,168. That's a lot, man.
Yeah, you can just tell that they are kind of the rushing team. And, I mean, we've had 4 people that are looking to hit 300 rushing yards next game, not even for the season, just next game. And one of them is Dallas Freeman, who is their quarterback. So he is looking for, you know, those rushing yards. And he's been a very promising quarterback. If some of his stats in the past games, you don't really see many throws. Like, you'll see it's kind of 1-1 for rushing and passing yards. But, I mean, they're able to work down the field. And if that's the strategy that they need to use, it is working for them.
Yeah, I mean, clearly saying, and like Dallas, he pretty much, like, if he doesn't throw it, he literally has like 3 other people to pass it to or more. It's either he wants to run it, he can pass it off to like Braylon Benavente, or he can pass it off to like Cooper Hinton, I think. I'm pretty sure. And then I think there's one more. I don't remember that person's name though. But yeah, like, they can just pass it off to anyone and just rush and gain those yards. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been part of why they're so successful, is that they just have a lot of players who are able to work in different areas, too. You know, you have different people that are able to rush, you have different people that are able to pass, and you have a quarterback that kind of specializes in both of them. I mean, no wonder why they're 5-1.
Yeah, I mean, they've always been pretty good, but especially with the new Pal just kind of blowing them out, it's not a surprise there. I mean, not exactly like, I mean, it's the top 2 teams fighting for, like, the top, but yeah, and I mean, New Pal, they're really good. And I mean, they're clearly proving it, saying they just blew out Greenfield, who did pretty much destroy us. Not like, it wasn't a big blowout, but they did defeat us. So,
Yeah, and the next team I want to mention is the Newcastle Trojans. They are coming off a win 16-4 against Delta, which puts them at 4-2 and 3-1 in the division. We'll keep this one short and sweet since there aren't really many stats. There are no throwing stats, which, big surprise, because there probably wasn't a quarterback really out there throwing, because, again, hard to throw.
Yeah, I mean, they almost probably all of these games, you can just look at the passing yards, they're like tiny compared to the rushing yards. It's just like, clearly, there's probably a big difference in them.
Yeah, if you didn't know what we know, the weather was like Friday, and you're looking at the stats, you're like, what is going on? Like, all these quarterbacks are not even throwing 10 passes a game. But with the weather going on, I mean, that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles. And I guess you got to look at the running back, of course, for Newcastle. He is having a great season. His name is Caleb Clapp, and he has 120 carries, just a little bit under 700 yards, and 9 touchdowns for the season. I mean, he's definitely looking like their most promising player.
Yeah, and I mean, you said they don't go a lot of passing, clearly. I mean, it's showing right here. Not like just the Hurricane, but because of that. But like, dude, has almost 700 yards and 9 touchdowns. He clearly has a lot of potential with that, too.
Yes, and the last team I want to mention, of course, is the New Palestine Dragons. They are currently 5-0-1 and 4-0 in the division. I mean, everyone knows about New Pal. Like, if you know anything about football in our conference, New Pal is probably the first, like, one of the first teams that you think of just because they're unbelievably good. I mean, they're coming off a big blowout against Greenfield Central, of course, 38-0. And looking a little bit deeper into that game, you have quarterback Jacob Davis. We went 11 for 17, 117 yards and 1 touchdown. You also have Josh Raines, who is their running back, who is unbelievably good. I mean, when he played against Pendleton, they just kind of dominated. You know, they just give the ball to him, and he would at least get, you know, 5 or 6 yards, if not way more than that, every single drive. But he went he had 24 carries, 183 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and I mean, their D-line, Michael Thacker, he has 37 total tackles, and he has offers from Ball State, Central, and Eastern Michigan, and Kent from Kent State and Marshall. That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's no really surprise that you'll see someone who has these type of offers. I mean, because New Pal, they are just unbelievably good. But taking a look into next week, you do have, of course, New Pal versus Shelbyville. You have Newcastle versus Mount Vernon, Greenfield Central versus Yorktown, and, of course, your Pendleton Heights Arabians versus Delta. So overall, it's going to be a great matchup between, you know, these different teams, and I'm excited to see Pendleton play against Delta.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, there are some other games I'm excited for, but I may know the outcome. Like, the New Pal versus Shelbyville, we can expect it to probably be that, you know, New Pal is going to win that, but who knows? Maybe just a slight chance that Shelbyville will win that. Maybe.
Yeah, of course. I mean, anything can happen here. I mean, that's just the great thing about high school football. But this is going to be the end of this segment here on the ASN Coaches Show. We'll be right back here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this segment on ASN's Inside the Playbook. I'm Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here with pretty much my whole sports staff. We're missing one, but thank you guys for joining me today. Lucas wasn't here, so we're deciding to do NFL quarterback tier list. Something new. We're going to try it out. So we got to go quick. Let's get a hot start. Drake May, New England. So far this season, he's only started one game. He went 20 for 33, 265 yards. 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. What's your guys' opinion on Drake May? Where's he going?
I'll start off first. I'll put him one above the bottom. I don't think he's bad.
C-tier.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but he hasn't done enough.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's mostly.
It's his first start.
It's not his fault. Yeah. It's kind of his team, so.
Well, and you got to think he's there. Playing with a terrible O-line, too. Like, that's why Brissett isn't really starting anymore.
6 weeks, 6 different formations of offensive line.
Yeah, well, yeah. That yeah. You guys need, the Patriots need to figure that out. But I mean, he showed flashes. They went down really early, so C tier is pretty good.
I think C for his first start.
Yeah, C's a good place.
Okay, we're gonna move on to Caleb Williams having a good start to his season. What were you guys feeling about him so far?
I'd say B tier.
Yeah, I'd say because
he started off really slow and then he's picked it up recently. Yeah.
If he plays as good as he has in these last 2 weeks, then he can move up to A.
Yeah, I think
he had, B's 3 touchdowns last week?
Yeah, that, I like that. Yeah. I like that. Okay,
and
so
it's really helped DeAndre Swift in fantasy. Yeah. Thank you, Caleb.
All right, we're going to move on to, we're going to kind of dual wield this one. So you got Joe Flacco and Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson started for a while, kind of got hurt. Joe Flacco's been pretty much carrying on. Let's do Flacco first. Where are we rating this play?
I think you could put them both.
I'd say Flacco B, and I'd put
Richardson like C or something.
Yeah, put Richardson C, because Richardson, he's get week one, he could really only throw it deep.
So Anthony Richardson, 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Yeah, like, Flacco,
that's
7 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Okay, so,
yeah, so Flacco has to be above Richardson just because he's played better. But
he's Richardson, never had like a full rookie season. You know,
this is his seventh game. He's hasn't played a ton of football in his career. So
I like that.
Yeah,
we're gonna move on to Justin Fields. Russell Wilson was just named the starter, which was pretty weird. See, Steelers have been doing pretty good, but where's Justin Fields been? I think
A tier.
Oh yeah, I'm putting him in A.
Yeah,
A tier. I mean,
he's the reason why the Steelers have been doing good.
But I don't understand why. Nobody
understands. He's been playing good. He has like 5 rushing touchdowns on the year and like 4 passing touchdowns.
So he's,
I think maybe 1 pick.
5 for 1 good. Touchdowns, interceptions. So yeah, you were right. And 5 rushing touchdowns. Man, you know your ball. 1,100 yards. Justin Fields has been electric.
Yeah, that's like crazy. Why bench the guy that's thrown for 5 touchdowns and rushed for 5 touchdowns?
Hey, that's
like
valid.
He's in 1,000 yards. Like, why bench him? I guess if you want the experience in there with Russell, but like,
who are they playing this week?
I don't know. Hold on, keep talking.
Yeah,
isn't it Atlanta? I think it might be Atlanta.
It might.
No, it's not.
It's the Jets.
Yeah, so I don't understand. I mean, the Jets have a decent defense, but
they're
4-2.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're
just playing good.
I mean, look back at the Colts game. Like, he led that comeback. The 2 rushing touchdowns. I mean, and yeah, okay, he fumbled the ball twice, but like,
I mean, he's getting it done. They're 4-2.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting it. He's getting the job done.
All right. We're going to move on to Panthers. So, of course, Bryce Young started. Let's do him first. Not been doing too well. Kind of
F
really
tier.
Been struggling.
D tier.
If there was we need
a tier just for Bryce Young.
Yeah,
like you have D tier, and then there's Panthers. I think we just put.
Andy Dalton decent.
Bryce
he
Young
did good, and then he fell. Off
he's
a
still
a
D tier. They're both D tier. Like they both have. Yeah. It's the Panthers.
Bryce
stuck.
Young, 300 yards, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions,
and he got his girl taken.
I did not hear about that.
No, his girlfriend.
He lost his job. And his girlfriend in the same week.
So
here.
Him and Andy Dalton, if you have Andy Dalton on there, both go in.
Andy Dalton, I don't know where he is, but S tier or F tier. All right, we're going Mahomes. How's he been playing?
A tier this season.
Not MVP Mahomes.
He is not his normal self.
Towards the end of the year,
he hurt his best weapon.
He'll heat up.
He'll probably get the S tier towards the end, but right now.
Not yet. All right, we're going to go to the Seahawks. Geno Smith, Liam.
Honestly, I think towards. Probably C tier. He has 6 interceptions on the year, but he does lead the league in passing yards.
If we want to be more specific, I think we can move Pat towards the top of the A tier and put Geno at the bottom, Caleb in the middle.
Pat in the front of A tier.
Yeah, like
the front of A
tier. Gotcha.
I don't know. I feel like Fields has been playing better than him.
Well, hold on. Let's look at the stats here. Whoa.
Like Mahomes hasn't done anything. Great.
No, because
Geno, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 1,700 yards. Okay, remember that. And then Mahomes.
I mean, he's 6-6.
Yeah, but Pat's been consistent.
Mahomes,
Caleb had 3 bad weeks to start
off
his career.
That's true. But Caleb still stays in the tier. Like, I'm not saying, like, move him up
tier.
No,
this is fine.
Like, I think that's fine.
Geno Smith, stay in there. Bryce Young, trash. We're good. Aaron Rodgers.
D tier. He's not been good this year.
Honestly, I think he's the reason why Robert Saleh got fired.
Yeah, he is.
He even blamed it on himself.
Do we think Davante Adams is going to bump him?
Not at all.
I think it'll be better for him. I think it'll be better for him because he has that familiarity with Davante and how he plays. So I think it'll be good for him.
It'll be a nice connection, but they're not winning like 3 more games because of it now. All right, Tua, he's been hurt for a while. How did he play so far?
C.
So
he did okay week one. Actually, he did pretty good week one. And then week two, he got, concussion.
Tyler Huntley has been playing
better.
He
was terrible in that game, though. Yeah. Like, he probably would have been B if he played good in that game, but he's just He played terrible.
All right. Will Levis. D. Worst quarterback in football, I think.
D. No.
He's better than Drake May.
No. I think he's second worst.
Will Levis, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 700 yards.
Hey, most photogenic player in the NFL, though.
it is insane how that's been working. So we'll go to Russell Wilson. We talked about Justin Fields. Haven't seen him so far this season.
Yeah, I don't think we can really rank him.
I think you put him a tier below Justin Fields just because we don't know if he's going to
He's just
going to
sit in that middle.
All right, Kyler Murray.
A tier?
Really?
Yeah.
I love he's Kyler
been
this year.
Kyler's been playing good. He just lost Marvin Harrison, but even without him, he's still been...
He should be back next week.
He's still been playing pretty good.
What's the Cardinals' record?
They have one win.
One win?
Sure. I think one or two.
They're 2-4 right now.
Yeah. 2-4.
They beat the 49ers.
But that is true.
The 49ers have been on and off. Yeah. I don't know.
So did the Vikings.
I really want to get to Sam Darnold because...
Speaking of...
We'll go Sam Darnold next. We'll go Sam Darnold.
S-tier. I'm putting him at S-tier.
How long is he going to stay there?
He's going to drop to A tier this week. Play Detroit and they're going to lose their undefeated record.
I think he's going to be in S tier for right now.
It's going to be a great game.
If they win that game, he's
staying there.
Yeah, he's solidified.
If he can start 6-0,
where was that in Carolina? Jets.
He didn't have anywhere else.
Okay, to be fair, he did not have any experience in the league coming into those situations. They were two terrible situations. Now that he has the best receiver in football catching passes from him, I think that helps.
And
I think the way that offense is centered, it helps. It's just, I feel like he's just in a really good situation for him.
Yeah, let's go Jared Goff next. I think
Esther.
S. Yeah. S-tier. I mean, he had that perfect game.
He's been perfect for almost three games, 3 weeks in a row.
One stat that he has that no other quarterback has is he has one receiving touchdown. Just saying.
Oh, and I see him right there. So I'm going to just call him out now. You can put Jalen in tier below Patrick Mahomes. I think that's fair.
Yeah, Jalen has not been amazing, but he hasn't
been
terrible.
Fine.
Yeah.
He'll get it done. That's an okay quarterback. Kirk Cousins.
A-tier.
A-tier.
I think he's been. A tier is fine.
A-tier. 509. He broke the.
He
Falcons.
Can definitely drop, but he can also go up.
Yeah,
boomer bust.
Yeah, he's definitely a boomer bust.
Trevor Lawrence.
D.
D. Yeah.
He's been terrible this year. He had one good game against the Colts, but the Colts defense is in shambles right now with all the injuries.
Sleeper take. Daniel Jones is going to be in B tier.
I'm fine with that. I'm
or whatever that one is.
He's getting carried by Malik Nabers. I'd say C tier.
I wouldn't say he's been carried by Malik Nabers.
C.
Even though Malik, no, put him in B. Even
he's
with
had
Malik,
decent
no, even
rushing
with Nabers,
too.
You know, but even with Nabers out, he still performed pretty well.
Well, last week he didn't.
He's
do
been
well.
Accurate too.
6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 136 for 219. So missed about 70-ish, 1300 yards.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's high in yards. He's got a good completion percentage. Yeah, he's got 4 picks. But
getting
still,
it done.
He's.
Who else is he going to throw
compared
to?
Yeah, who
so
else
he's
is he going to
throw
to?
Some picks.
Like, Jalen Hyatt has not been solid. He's been better this year. There are other receivers have stepped up.
I need a B or C.
B. B? I'm sorry. Right. I'm B tier.
All right. We're running out of time. Let's do Lamar.
A.
S tier.
S?
A.
A. I think
A. He's not an S yet.
I think he's
not
been if passing he's, the ball really good this year.
If he plays S, the Ravens have a better record.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, I think they're undefeated if he plays S tier.
All right, we're running out of time. Who do you want to go? Michael, find a quarterback.
Josh Allen is S tier.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's carrying that offense. He is carrying that offense. They just got Amari Cooper. He's going to be even better.
I'd put him in A tier for now. We'll see how Amari Cooper turns
out. Who else are you putting S tier then?
Who's left? I can't see
who's left. We got Purdy, Love, Mayfield.
Jaden Daniels.
Baker Mayfield. S-tier.
No.
He's been the best. One of the best quarterbacks in football.
The Broncos game. Are we kidding? Are we ignoring that?
He's been one of the best quarterbacks in football.
He played terrible to the Broncos.
They have a good defense. That's Patrick Surtain.
Name someone else on that defense outside of PS2.
I can't think about that.
Exactly.
Right now. Justin Simmons.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Who?
Right. Justin Simmons,
Falcons.
But he's
on the
left.
Falcons.
Yeah. That's still
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels.
I would put Jaden Daniels in S tier before I put Baker in S-tier.
No way.
You're the number 2 overall pick and you're supposed to be like what RG3 was. You're supposed to come in and just be a reckless runner.
He came in.
He took a team from the number 2 overall pick to one of the top teams in the league.
S or A.
I'm sorry, that's S tier.
Four?
For who?
For Jaden Daniels.
He's over Baker.
He's over
no,
Baker.
No way.
He's better than CJ Stroud. Hot take, he's better than CJ Stroud was his rookie year.
Okay, well, one last one. CJ Stroud, where are we putting him? I think A tier.
He has not.
I'd put him a tier below. I don't like what he's done so far.
Yeah, for
but then again, I haven't watched that many Texans games.
No, he's A, I think.
I'd say compared to what he was last year, he has not been as amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Even with more weapons, too.
Let's crown the best quarterback in football and get out of here.
Crown the best quarterback?
Out of S tier, who's best? All
right, out of S tier. Okay.
I think Darnold
I'll go
is
first.
Out of this conversation.
I'm going golf.
Yeah,
I like Mayfield.
Golf.
No,
not Baker. I want golf. Baker has one bad game. Name me a bad game that the Detroit Lions have had this year.
That's just Detroit Lions football.
Next week against the Vikings.
I don't think so.
I'll see you guys.
I think him and Sam Darnold have a really good week next week. I think him and Sam Darnold have a really good week next week. I think Goff is the top quarterback in the league. I think Baker's 2, Darnold's 3, and Jaden's 4. Bo Nix is D tier. I'm sorry. I can see you next to
so bad.
He's D tier. Purdy's A tier. I can tell you that.
He's been subpar. B, A. Sure. Jordan Love, B.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I say put Jordan A.
No, put him B because he's been hurt.
B. He's been hurt. Yeah, yeah. Burrow, A.
B. Because he started off terrible.
He's only got one interception.
Watson,
in the year.
D tier.
Watson,
Deshaun
D.
Watson's
he's so bad, dude.
He's terrible. Dak.
Dak, C.
He's been terrible. Yeah. Derek Carr. C. He started
good
off
start.
Really good.
Yeah.
Stafford, you have to put C. D, I think.
Really?
I'd put him A. He lost both of his best weapons. Whoa. Like, you can't
okay,
put
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't put him A, though. I'm not putting
B,
him A.
B,
yeah.
B, B, B,
I think
B.
you put him B.
Herbie.
C.
Had some weapons. Yeah. He's hurt for a little bit.
Yeah.
McCarthy's...
Aiden O'Connell.
We have a
D. Who?
D.
He's
a starter right now.
He's terrible.
He was the
put him D tier. Yeah.
All right, and that's all we got. Everyone else is hurt. Bailey Zappe.
Well, I mean, they're either hurt or they're just backups. That
Tommy DeVito is not playing.
DeVito's not playing. McCarthy's out for the year.
S-tier.
Is that
Pennant? Tommy DeVito? S-tier for the 2 weeks that he played last year.
The cutlet guy.
No, get him out of here.
Just for the cutlets.
Get him
just
out of here.
For the cutlets.
It's gonna wrap it up for our tier list. I think that's a pretty good tier list. That's a pretty hard to debate.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's gonna wrap it up. Thank you guys for joining me, and stay tuned for more. You're listening to Arabian Sports Network Inside the Playbook. You just heard me and the rest of my sports staff talking about an NFL quarterback tier list. Let us know in the comments below, I guess, if you thought our rankings were fair. I thought they were pretty good. I think Baker Mayfield goes to the top. Sam Darnold, he's been playing great football. Who expected that? Let me just say, I mean, guy goes to New York, plays terrible. Carolina, not so great. Where else did he go? I think he went to the Rams. He's been playing terrible football. And I'm happy for the guy. He's in Minnesota and he's playing great football. I mean, I think he's the MVP odds right now. Exciting things for Sam Darnold in Minnesota. But that's going to about wrap it up for this episode of ASN's Inside the Playbook. Thanks for sticking with me, and be tuned for episode 5. That's going to come in about 2 weeks or so. But yeah, I'm your host, Zion Palmieri, and you're listening to ASN's Inside the Playbook.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network's Inside the Playbook here on 91.7 WEEM.